Richard Cowan to join us now. Rich, good morning, and great scenes post-race, and what a remarkable man Les Bridge is, and he's still at the top of his game. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Dog, and everybody. Yeah, look, great ride, great training effort, great horse. The pulling the weights. What Les says, 100% right, that so many other horses are there. The Ranbrook Guineas form was the right form in Militarized, just that 5 kilo pull. Mm. And there's no way in the world Les will back him up next week. He's not going to take on the big dogs, wait for age. He'll be patient, and we'll see a real good wait for age horse in the spring and in the autumn next year.
Yeah, no, he's got that turn of foot, hasn't he? And I think Les sort of hinted a wait for age prep through to the King Charles onto the Cox Plate. Seems ideal for a horse like Celestial Legend.
Yeah, well, I think the King Charles, which, of course, the new race, we moved back the old race and for the Group 1 status, and we might even have Charles. Charlie's health will be dependent on whether he turns up this year, the King, but it's a great race. Fangirl was awesome. One of the best performances the last 12 months was Fangirl and the King Charles. And, yeah, I think militarized him and Riff Rocket. Oof, may well just make it as wait for age horses.
What a race, eh?
Rich, 4 Group 1s out there at Ramy yesterday. What was your pick? What did you like most?
Oh, look, the Doncaster's a great race. I think for a lot of us that have grown up in racing, Bulldog, that, you know, a field of 20, you'd need that little bit of luck. There was no hard luck stories. The winner was too good. In the only thing you talk about, the weights, the art of getting a horse in at the right weight. Les got the horse in. No excuses. Great race. I thought the winner was outstanding. And if you ask me what you thought was the next best run of the race, I keep watching the replay and look at Hinged and can't believe how close she got. But she then gets the run of the race and she runs the exact same as when she sits 5 deep. But no, it was a great race. And I know this might sound funny, Bulldog, particularly if you don't understand, but Ray just mentioned about Riff Rocket. The VRC, the Victorian Derby, the race you're getting is the Derby. He's won over 2,500 at Flemington, 2,400 yesterday, but I don't think he stays. I think he just beat them because he's just too good for them in class-wise. Mm. I think come the spring and then the autumn next year, he might be the real one out of that age that turns into a weight for age 10 furlong horse.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I spoke to Chris Waller after that race and he mentioned that Militarized might back up in the Queen Elizabeth, and he's going great guns, that horse. He deserves to win a Group 1 this prep, but he's likely to spell Riff Rocket. But he did make mention of that horse's acceleration, an ideal weight for age horse. Just quickly on the Doncaster, that was a charge of the Light Brigade 200 metres out right across the track. Great spectacle, as was the TJ Smith, Rich. I mentioned earlier, first 7 over the line, a length separating them. Peter Moody and Chain of Lightning hung on.
Yeah, oh, look, I think Peter Moody's other horse, I Wish I Win the Star, who, of course, won this race last year, was second in the Everest. I reckon he was never going to win at the 100, and condition just gave out first up. But, yeah, look, great effort, Chain of Lightning. I think if you watch the replay, you might, if you backed Espiona, you might want to watch a horror show before you go and watch the replay. But well done to Chain of Lightning. Good ride. Got the job done. And, you know, even in Peritres, I thought was gone at the turn when a little squeeze, and she was still there whacking away at the end. But, no, the winner was good. I Wish I Win was great. And Espiona was probably the unlucky runner.
Yeah, fair enough. And in the other Group 1, Manar, well, I think she gave them no excuses. She gave the entire field a start on the turn and ran them down.
And what you said earlier, Ray's right. I was guilty of it too. I think I wrote it a couple of times in my column on race that listen, the girls are going good, but they won't be beating the boys. Boy, oh boy. You think I'd learn, Ray. I live in a household of women. I run last every time. You'd think I'd learn that the boys eventually just get beat by the girls.
They've just been too good. Hey, finally, Rich, I mentioned earlier to Dino, track managers don't often get a rap, but for Michael Wood and his staff, all the accolades that are coming their way are deserved, because at 5:30, 6 o'clock yesterday morning, there was no chance in the world that meeting would go ahead. Not only did it go ahead, the track was outstanding. They hardly marked it, Rich.
Now, I've agreed with you nearly everything. I don't think there was any ever doubt that we're going ahead.
Okay.
It was only that overflow section. The videos that Peter Moody and Michael Freeman posted, which were in the infield, like there's a lot. There was a lot of silly people on social media that made themselves look really, really dumb later in the afternoon when the track was magnificent. And credit to Michael and all his team. But Michael Wood said to me on Monday, Tuesday, he said, Rich, it's irrelevant how much rain falls. It's just a matter of when the rain stops. Hmm. He said, and if it stops and there's 2 or 3 hours before the first, we'll be racing. Yep. And he was spot on the mark. When that little bit of blue sky and the sun come out yesterday morning, it was just no contest. The race was going to be on. Credit to Michael and all his team. And the profile, which is a sand base out there, where Peter Moody in that post the video, it's in the infield where the kind of drain and the waters all flow through.
Yeah.
Like, it was always going to be wet there. But the track, outstanding, incredible. And as I said, there's a lot of foolish people that were in our industry that hadn't been to Randwick in the morning, hadn't seen the rain, didn't understand it, and were posting videos accusing the stewards, the track, of being a joke, blaming Volandis, blaming everyone that they could, that why are we going ahead? It's an embarrassment. It should be on the next week. I tried to look for those tweets yesterday afternoon, Bulldog. They must
deleted,
have been what
deleted.
You call deleted. Ah, yes. Don't you love it?
Gone,
you know,
Richard.
Those?
Were they gone just like that big bowl of prawns in front of you yesterday?
Hey, Bulldog, I took
I saw them disappear quicker than the tweets.
Now, listen, a friend of mine, Ella, she walked past the ballroom yesterday and she rang me. She said, I thought that Dean Ritchie was supposed to be eating sausage rolls and pies and hot dogs. She said, I saw him have a plate full of crab, Alaskan swimmer ravioli, the pork belly, the prawns.
Not true, you know me.
That wouldn't have been true. She said, no, Richard. I seen Dean up there. And she said, I wonder whether he paid for his ticket. I said, Ella, he hasn't paid John O'Shea for lunch. I doubt he'd be paying for his ticket up there.
You know I waited for the party pies. That's more my scene.
Now, Ray.
Yes, mate.
I've agreed with you. And you know what the worst thing about this next part I'm going to say is?
Mm.
I'm in Bulldog's corner. And even if Bulldog wants to sit on, I'm right in the corner in relation to the people who fail to understand and aren't the ones that, as Bulldog said, having the head clashes and running. And in 10 and 15 years' time, those people who want the collisions to continue, their names won't be mentioned on the lawsuits like those on the commission, like those in positions of power in rugby league. I deal with in racing, with deal with insurance companies. They aren't the most generous people in the world, insurance companies. If they can find an avenue to blame someone and not pay, they will. We have to, the commission, like in racing, we're going to take every avenue to protect the participants from their own bravery and well good. And that's what the commission, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, player welfare is an issue which is only going to get more and more important. Hey, Rich, really appreciate your thoughts on a Sunday morning. We'll do it all again next week.
Thanks, Rich.
I haven't got a sports person for you as such. But if you talk about longevity and those in sport, I'll throw one bloke out there, the great Rabbi Ray Warren. I know he's only just hung the binoculars up, but cored longer and better than anyone I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, no one will argue with you. Good on you, Rich. We'll talk next Sunday.